I want y'all to know.
Yeah.
God told me to tell everybody here in the building. In St. John, I'll give you the scripture. 15. I'll start you there.
St. John
15. St. John 15 chapter.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. He said, ye have not chosen me. Jesus said that. 15 and 16.
Okay.
That's why I take my time and let y'all find the scripture. I still hear some pages going, so I'm going to get and the 16th verse.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. We got it.
I understand.
Amen.
Ye have not chosen me.
Uh-huh.
Huh? Y'all got it?
Yes.
You got it, daughter?
Yes.
All right. Ye have not chosen me. Mm-hmm. Say that.
Ye have not chosen me.
Who's saying that?
Jesus.
Jesus said, you have not chosen, no, you can choose me.
What?
He said, but I have chosen you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I chose you.
Thank you, Jesus. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus.
Now just put your mind set on the disciples.
Uh-huh.
Think about the disciples, all right? Uh-huh. Y'all got that?
Amen. Mm-hmm.
When Jesus came to age to pick his disciple, he went and chose them.
Uh-huh.
All right?
Amen.
He's yet doing that today.
Yes.
All right.
Yes,
you didn't choose me, Sister Cass. But I have what?
Chosen you.
Tell somebody, Jesus.
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 Chose me.
Chose me.
Now, how you know that?
Because it says so.
He said it, huh?
He said it.
But how you know that?
It's in the book.
It's in the word.
Huh?
It's in the word.
I feel it.
You just hear just because you just hear?
No.
No.
We believe.
Oh, I think
we believe. We have faith. Thereby we believe. We believe. Thereby we accept it.
Yeah.
Because we choose to believe. Because he chose us. He chose us.
Yeah.
To follow him.
But why is you here?
Because we commanded to be here.
Huh?
We want to be here.
Why are you here?
To worship him.
I'm telling you, why are you here in this here church today?
Because it teaches the truth.
Yeah, it teaches the truth.
We're to assemble ourselves together.
Yeah.
He chose us.
You know I'm going to mess with you.
Okay, he chose us. Is that the answer?
That's the answer.
He chose us. Okay, I figured it was the simplest
You got
one.
That part. He chose you, right?
He chose me, yeah.
So why are you here?
Because he chose me before I chose him. He chose me already.
Do you hear yourself?
Yeah.
You hear because Jesus chose me.
Yeah.
Yes.
Before the foundation of the world,
I was
he chose you.
Yes.
And that's why you're here.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
Huh?
That's why.
Mm-hmm. I mean, ain't nobody come here because it's a habit. He come because it's a habit.
No.
Tradition.
God gave us the will to want to come.
Get the word.
You here because Jesus chose you before the foundation of the world.
Before creation.
You are chosen by Jesus.
Amen.
Tell somebody that.
Chosen by Jesus.
Tell somebody you're chosen by Jesus.
Chosen by Jesus.
Tell somebody I could be out there on Skid Row right now.
I could be out there on Skid Row. I can't remember all that.
Drunk and
But I'm here.
I could be on the street.
I could be on the street, but I'm here.
Okay. I could be anywhere.
Amen.
I could be doing anything else, but what?
God chose me.
Jesus
chose
you.
Me.
You're a chosen person.
That's right. God chose me.
Do you hear how powerful that is? How important that is?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus came down from heaven, huh? Mm-hmm.
Right.
And picked his 12 disciples.
Yeah.
He got through with them and went back home.
Yeah.
When he went back home, he's still doing what?
Choosing
he's
people.
He's still choosing people today.
Chosen before everything was
your,
made.
It's your destiny
yeah.
to be here today.
That's right. This is your destiny.
All right.
Because you are chosen by Jesus.
Uh-huh.
His, I put it like this. His mark is on you.
Yeah.
Amen.
Huh? Thank you, Jesus. Because you're chosen by it.
Thank you, Jesus.
He said, come unto me, all ye that labor.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I will give you rest.
Rest. Yes.
What if it say?
Take my
yoke upon me
and learn of me.
That's the word I want.
Take yoke upon me.
And learn.
Learn of me.
Of me. I'm gonna stop it right there.
Yeah.
Those are the words I want.
Uh-huh.
Learn of me.
Amen.
You see?
All right.
Jesus chose you
right
before the foundation of the world.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. We were chosen.
And then he came here, and told us what to do and how to live and how I want you to be. And he went back home,
mm-hmm.
And then he picked you from heaven.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Picked us all before everything was even made. He knew who was going to come.
If he didn't pick you from heaven, you wouldn't be here.
That's right. We were picked, hand-picked.
You'd be in Las Vegas.
Maybe mining gold. Not that looking for a meteorite or something.
You'd be doing anything else but here.
Yeah. Yeah.
You here because it's a reason.
That's right. God.
Thank you,
has
Jesus.
My number.
That's right.
He got my number.
We didn't come out of our mama's womb. You know, we come out of our womb. Thank you, Jesus.
No, it didn't happen like that. It would have been nice, but
you didn't jump out of your mother's womb preaching.
No, that would have been something.
Yeah.
Call of Duty for the world record.
When your mama labored you,
Right.
You didn't know nothing about Jesus.
No.
Just
growing up, you know, the only reason why I know a whole lot about Jesus because my father was a preacher.
Right.
And my mom was a missionary. Everybody around me, they were saying something. You know, I just watched. Whatever they said, I said it too.
Yeah.
It ain't that I was born to know about Jesus.
Nope.
All right.
Didn't come with them.
So, you are chosen by God. Help me, Jesus.
That's right.
I'm trying to bring this out.
Chosen.
Right. Come
on. To learn of Jesus.
You are born, chosen by the Lord.
That is something. Quite a privilege.
Your time came when you came to the light.
Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm. You start recognizing, I better go to church.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I want to live right here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, so how did you come into knowledge of the know?
Jesus gave us that knowledge. He told us he chose us. It's in his word. Yeah.
You here.
And we're here.
And why you here and why you chose him, Ted, you got to learn.
Right.
Huh? Come on to me, Jesus. Come on. Huh?
Come on and learn of me.
He said, learn of me.
Yes.
It takes people time.
Yes.
It does.
To learn about Jesus.
It takes some time, yeah.
When we came up,
mm-hmm.
Old-fashioned, old-time religion preachers and old-time religion saints, they try to hurry people into Jesus, They tell them, you can't wear no tore out shoes.
Oh, no.
No, that's a sin.
Oh, no.
Short sleeves.
Oh, my goodness.
They be showing nothing. They picked on y'all women. They picked on y'all.
Thank you.
Oh.
Dress can't be...
Oh boy.
Huh? Everything.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like
if you didn't look right, they said you don't look sanctified. How you gonna look sanctified? What makes you look sanctified?
Living the life. You live the life it shows.
Don't you come in without no dress, a past your knees, the dress gotta be down. I feel sorry for y'all. Those long dresses, you step on it and trip.
You don't need it that long.
The old fashioned saints, they just mellow. They just mellow people. They don't just pick on people. Jesus said, learn
of
me.
Me.
It takes time. It
takes time to get
to learn about Jesus.
Yes.
Every day that you get up out of bed and walk,
that's a miracle.
That day is so important to you, Ted.
Yeah.
That more and more you want to learn more and more and more about Jesus. Jesus will tell you,
Amen.
He will tell you what he wants.
That's right.
It's up to us to do it.
Yes.
But the old-fashioned folks, ooh, Lord. Don't have don't you
veil.
Cut your hair.
Oh,
I can keep on going now.
Too far.
Finger powers on the fingers.
Way too far.
Earrings. They did all kinds of stuff.
Oh, my gosh.
Thank you, Jesus, I'm glad the church grew out of that.
Yeah. It got crazy.
You know, some of y'all, if you do God, you get out of line, we still will tell you now. We still
will. All right.
You get out of line, we still will tell
you.
But you got to learn about Jesus.
That's right.
I am still learning about Jesus.
Yeah.
Like I say, when I was 16 years old, I'm still learning about Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Jesus still revealing things to me.
Uh-huh.
What about y'all?
Yeah.
He is still to me, too.
Amen.
Amen.
He still reveals stuff to you.
Amen.
It takes time. That's why I don't, you know, I don't believe in riding nobody, you know, when they just got baptized in Jesus' name. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they got, it takes time to for God to mold. He's the potter.
Yes.
I'm not the potter.
That's right.
Jesus is the potter.
Amen.
Yes.
It's the, our job is to tell you about it. Here it is. We tell you about it, huh?
Yes.
All right. If you come and listen to what I tell you, that means you've chosen.
Amen.
Right.
You got to accept, huh, the call.
Amen.
When you accept the call, you're chosen.
Right.
It's time for you to learn about Jesus.
Yes.
I could be here a long time to tell you what Jesus wants, but I ain't going to take you in the back and beat you with a bat and tell you, you know,
oh,
you
my goodness,
what I'm telling you to do. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
There's some strict stuff going on in the church.
That's messed up.
They won't do it no more, though, because they get sued.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. That's right.
They put the preacher in jail.
Yeah.
Huh? Just added stuff. Jesus is cool. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
I can't describe. Somebody said he's awesome. Huh?
Yeah.
He's the most hippest people, spirit God, whatever you want to call him, huh? He's the most hippie. He got a sense of humor.
Yes.
When you all right?
Mm-hmm.
He has a sense of humor.
Uh-huh.
And once he showed that to you, you'll hunger for it.
Yes.
Once Jesus showed you something, you will hunger for it.
Mm-hmm.
One simple thing. Before I got saved, I smoked my cigarettes.
Yeah.
I wasn't a drinker. Huh?
Right.
But it took me some time to learn what Jesus wanted me to do.
Amen. Right.
I went down in the water in Jesus' name, and I prayed to the Lord, please take this cigarette demon from me.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I didn't know what the Lord wanted me to do, but one morning he told me to get up and go to a park and sit there all day long.
Yes.
Y'all hear me?
Mm-hmm.
I sat in this spot all day long.
Amen.
That day I never smoked a cigarette.
Hallelujah.
Because God took it from me. See?
Amen.
You got to learn.
Learn.
You got to ask God to take this from me.
Yes.
Okay? I guarantee you, ain't nobody is going to go on a day of the Lord when Jesus comes flying up in the sky with a cigarette in their mouth.
All right.
I guarantee you.
Oh.
Huh? Big old fat cigar.
Oh.
Woo, going to see Jesus.
I'm going to see, meet the Lord.
Have a puff. I'm going to puff Jesus. You
know
what
I'm saying?
No.
Ain't going to happen. Ain't none of that's going.
No, it's not.
The flesh and blood ain't going. None of that stuff is going.
That's
so,
right.
Why do it while you're here?
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
I'm trying. You got to have faith in Jesus.
Amen.
The first thing you want to know or learn about Jesus is having faith.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Okay? It's easy to say, I got faith. Say, I got faith.
I got faith.
It's easy to say that, huh?
Uh-huh.
Right.
But do you really, really have faith?
Faith in action. Amen.
Do you really have it?
Hallelujah.
Some people have long time faith. Some people have part time faith.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. Part time faith.
Some people got every once in a while faith.
Oh.
I know God ain't teaching us that.
No.
Right.
No.
He wants us to have faith
always.
All the time.
Always.
Why Jesus wants to have faith all the time?
Because without faith, it's impossible to please Him.
I know that part.
Okay.
I know
that was the easy answer.
But it's another reason.
Uh-oh.
Why Jesus wants us to have faith.
So we'll listen to Him.
Uh-huh.
We'll follow Him and obey Him.
Yeah.
So we'll be going to heaven with Him. Because we were chosen.
Ah,
all right. Oh, my goodness. You startled me there. All right, I got it.
Because you chosen.
I know.
Oh, okay.
That's the subject.
You're a chosen person. Y'all don't know how important it is.
It's an honor.
I'm talking about God Almighty.
Yeah, the Lord God, the Creator.
Have intimate relationship with you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you,
Lord.
He knows everything about you.
Yes.
Can't hide from Jesus.
No.
That's right.
Hallelujah. So he wants to have part-time faith.
Full-time faith.
Full-time, huh?
Full-time. Well, 24/7.
I'm going to have faith when everything is going bad. Lord, I need you there.
That's right. That's right.
But when everything is going all right and everything is going smooth, I ain't got time.
Oh, boy.
Huh?
Look out.
Faith is the substance of what?
Things hoped for. The evidence,
it's the evidence
of things,
huh?
Of things not seen.
So what's the evidence? I'm going to mess with y'all.
The evidence is his spirit on the inside of us. His love.
Okay, who do you got to have the evidence, to show the evidence to?
To Jesus, because he chose us.
You got to show it to me?
No, to Jesus.
Ted, you got to give me evidence that you got faith.
No.
I want you to make that bottle move.
Oh, my goodness. If that bottle moved, I'd be freaking out. I'd be screaming. That would startle me.
Jesus is the only one that you have to answer to.
That's right. He is the one.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
I'm trying.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm trying.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
There's another scripture I want to have there for. Do not worry about tomorrow.
Right.
For tomorrow will worry about itself.
Mm-hmm. That is Matthew.
Each day has enough trouble of its own.
Its own.
Y'all see that? Matthew, I get that right? Matthew 6:34. If you got faith in Jesus,
He works it out.
Lord, how is I going to make it the next day? Ooh, Lord. Oh, I got to pay these bills. Oh. All this gray hair growing in your head.
Oh, don't tell me about it.
My mama said when you worry, you get gray hair. I'm sorry, but Ted.
Your
hair is gray. It's
I had to
white.
Wash all mine out.
Oh, but they tell you, you've been doing a lot of worrying, though, brother.
I don't like gray hair. I want my hair to stay black.
Thank you to you. That's the old saying. It says when you worry, your hair goes gray. You know, and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But I'm telling you.
Someone's born with gray hair.
Jesus said, don't worry about what?
Don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow
will take care
of
what?
Take care of itself.
It'll take care of itself.
For
you. It's already, huh?
It's already taken care of.
I got a plan for you when you're born. When you're born, when you die.
How do you know that?
It's in the Word.
Yeah.
It's in the Word. And He chose us.
He chose me.
Yeah.
He's already got my life plan.
Yeah, but how do you know that?
I believe and He chose me to believe in
Him. I can almost finish now. You only got that because, wait a minute now, it's people out there in the street that know that.
Yeah, I know.
But you know that. You know that because you learn from who?
Jesus.
You learn from me.
That's
you
right.
Listen to the Word now.
Yes.
I don't have to worry about tomorrow.
That's right.
Because I'm a chosen child of God.
Amen.
I'm still learning and I'm going to learn until Jesus comes. But I don't have to worry about tomorrow because tomorrow is already took care of.
Yes,
we still do it though.
We do it.
Mm-hmm. What I'm going to cook tomorrow. Cook some chicken tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
We do it, don't we?
Let me see
what I'm going to wear. I got to go be in her closet looking for stuff to wear. What you looking for? Okay.
Tell us everything.
Try. You catch yourself. You will catch yourself. You will catch yourself saying what I'm going to do tomorrow. You don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. Tomorrow got his own trouble. Yes. That's right. When you start worrying about tomorrow, your faith have weakened.
That's part time.
That part time. You're moving in that area. You're moving over to the area, you know, with part time.
Part time.
Don't you worry about tomorrow. It's I am your strength and your shield. Mm-hmm. I plan out each day and have it ready for you. Y'all hear that?
Yes.
Who are we talking to? Who's talking to us right now?
Jesus.
He said, I'm your shield.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Thank you, Jesus, huh? Thank you. You believe that?
Amen.
You believe that Jesus is your shield?
Yes. Yes.
You believe that Jesus got everything prepared for you tomorrow? Don't you think about nothing.
Yeah.
Huh? Yes. Don't think about nothing. Everybody in here guilty. Everybody, you know, you're going to think after the day you shouldn't now, huh? But he's your shield. Don't worry about the dangers that's coming, huh? Don't worry about none of that.
All right.
It's took care of. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to say something else, buddy. I was messing up. But anyway, don't worry about tomorrow.
That's right.
It's show your faith. So I want to ask you another question. Why you don't have to worry about tomorrow?
Because tomorrow will take care of itself. Jesus told us.
Because tomorrow will take care of itself,
He chose us.
How did you know that?
It's in His Word. Because He chose us.
Come on, Sister.
He chose us. He chose us.
Huh?
I got it right.
I'm trying.
I like when I get it right.
I'm trying my best to give y'all something to go home with and last the whole week. Because He chose you.
That's right. We're chosen.
I guarantee you we're going to have problems.
It's going to happen every day.
As long as we're on this earth, something is going to get on your nerves or get in the way. But who your shield? Who's
Jesus.
Your shield?
Jesus.
Uh-huh. He plans
chose
every other day for you.
He planned it out already.
Every day.
Y'all got
every other day.
Every day.
Y'all know me, huh? You got to watch me. Every day. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Every other day. All
right. When you sleep in the bed, snoring like Gloria do to me.
I got one too.
Oh, no.
Sleeping good.
Uh-oh. You don't.
She said I snore. I never hear myself snoring.
I never hear myself snoring.
But I tell you, sleeping good. Y'all just think about it. You sleeping good, good, good. Ooh, so good. Well, do Jesus say, well, they sleeping good. Let me go down here. I don't have to worry about them. Huh?
What now?
Jesus said, you sleeping so good, you know, I don't have to worry about you. He won't.
Oh, no, he's watching over me all the time.
He's doing what?
24 hours. He's watching over me because he chose me.
Y'all
he chose me.
Yeah.
He chose me. So he's watching over me.
Say amen.
Amen. Amen. All right.
While you slumber and sleeping and kind of snoring, kicking me out of the bed, I told you I was going to talk to you. Thank you.
I got to do some editing now. Oh, Lord. How did this happen?
24/7.
Yes, he is.
He's watching over us.
Yeah. And if he ain't got time to watch you, he got millions of angels. Huh?
They're all over the place.
You got to understand that?
Yeah.
Amen.
We got a guardian
angel. Is a spirit.
God and angels.
The same spirit of the Lord.
Yeah.
Huh?
Amen.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Watching over you while you snore. I don't know. I don't know. I just don't know how they could take it.
Well, they're heavenly. They can handle it.
Thank you, Jesus.
They must have a special tuning out system for them. I don't know.
But my point of the day is, do you believe it?
Amen.
Amen. Yes. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Do you have the substance?
Amen.
Yeah, the substance.
By faith.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wait a minute. Wait.
He chose me.
Peter seen Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He walked with Jesus.
Right.
Uh-huh. Huh?
Yep.
He ate with Jesus. Wherever he ate those days, he ate with Jesus. Huh? They didn't have no hotel. What you call those big hotels?
Ramada Hotel.
Big fancy hotel. They didn't have those.
They don't have the fancy things back then. They didn't have automobiles then.
They slept wherever they were.
That's right.
One room.
They had to camp out.
When they was on a journey to Jordan or Judea or somewhere.
They didn't have highways like we do today.
Well, we got to camp here. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And grab them a rock for a pillar. Huh?
Yeah.
lay down on the ground. That's how they slept on the days. Yeah. I don't see how the cowboys
just like the old West. Just like the old
with
West.
Peter was with Jesus.
Yeah.
Huh? Saw Jesus.
Right.
Walked him, heard him preaching.
Yeah. Right.
Huh? Asked him questions.
Yeah.
He nagged Jesus.
Oh, yeah. He was a loudmouth.
That's right. And then he saw Jesus go up.
Yep.
In the sky. Back home.
What a sight.
Uh-huh. But we didn't see Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Huh? No.
So, do you believe in something that you haven't seen?
Of course. I don't see gravity, but gravity works. Or I'd be flying up to the ceiling right now, along with the
You believe it?
Right. It's the evidence of things hoped for.
It's an unseen thing that you believe in. That's a faith. It's
unseen.
Force
within us.
Now, how do you know when to believe in an unseen power? How do you know that?
He affirmed himself in me because he chose me. He chose me.
Pastor.
I thought that
how
was a default
How do you know
answer.
To believe in something that you haven't seen?
Because it's part of our faith. It's the evidence of things hoped for. It's in us, that substance. He gives us a measure of faith.
I'm always the only one talking. Y'all, come on now.
Well, I'm just...
How you... Wait. What gave
he
you the
chose.
Faith? What gave you the faith?
Jesus. Jesus chose us to give us that faith. He chose us.
I got to...
Well, he wants to hear everybody else.
Yeah. You know... Give me some feedback.
I'm talking all the time, so I don't
you know that well. Because you were chosen.
Amen. Blah, 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 blah.
You can walk up straight when you walk up in the community.
Pull the string and I talk.
You can be proud that you're in Jesus.
Yeah,
Jesus chose me.
Yes.
That's why I believe in something I haven't seen.
Yeah. Yeah. He had his target on me.
Thank you, Jesus. Because he's chosen.
Yeah. We are chosen. We are special.
So good. I'm weak and count on, but I'm going to
bless you,
this
Jesus.
Come
bless
on.
Him, Lord, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
This is why we need to touch our young kids.
Yes.
Yeah, claim them.
They're non-believers. Mm-hmm. They're believing, and their faith is not there.
Right.
To listen, I don't see God. I'm not a believer. And a lot of them are becoming atheists.
Right.
Which is so dumb.
Right.
Amen. And... Yes, it's very sad, but that's what's going on in the world.
They have to
touch our kids.
They have to take the step. The step that you got to take. You got to first believe that God is.
And he's a rewarder.
If you don't believe that God exists, you might just stay like he is. You know? I'm not going to go out there and chase you down the street. Come on, you're going to be.
Oh, my goodness.
Jesus said, you got to first believe that God exists.
Yes, that's right.
That's what it's going to take. Yes. If a person don't want to believe that, they just.
Yeah.
Unless God come down and do this to them, you know, knock them in the head or something, they believe this.
Well, that's our coming Sunday school lesson.
That's right.
Yeah, he knocked Saul in the head.
If a meteorite fall out the sky
and
hit them in the head,
he just didn't believe who
and
Jesus
they survived.
Was.
They believe then, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
But it takes. That's what faith is. See, Jesus came down here to give us faith.
Yes.
Huh? Mm-hmm. But we didn't have it. Mm-hmm. And that's what belief is so important to believe that God is. And that's what Jesus came down and gave us. He came down and he chose his 12 disciples. He had a reason to choose each one of them. He picked Luke because Luke was a writer who wrote everything down. He had a special task for everybody. And he's in the saving business. He's yet in the choosing business, huh? Man. He's yet bringing people to him from this right here.
Amen.
This is where he gave us a roadmap to help us believe.
That's right.
Thank you, Jesus. If you could get a person in the church and get them baptized in the name of Jesus, like the Bible said, do it. Let them alone. Huh? Get the Holy Ghost.
Yes. Huh?
You got to have the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
That's the faith that you need. You got to have it. Because we all in the flesh.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to wind this down a little bit, but tell
thank you, Jesus.
Don't go sleep on me. You're all right. It takes the Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost,
yes.
to keep us.
Yes.
That's right.
That's why I always say that Jesus is so cool.
That's right.
He cool.
He yes, put himself
he
in us.
He knew how we were.
And you're going into Sunday school.
He knew this flesh was just the weakest part of our being.
Yeah.
And so instead of leaving us.
Thank you, Jesus.
He came back, which is the Holy Ghost.
The Comforter.
To help us yeah. make it.
Amen. Yeah.
Help us all right. keep our faith.
Amen. Amen. Keep us
help
strong.
Help us believe that God chose
yeah.
me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Help he me to learn that. More about him
yeah.
until he comes.
To comfort us, too, when those days are down.
Oh, yeah. That's what the Holy Ghost is about. Comfort us, keeping us, huh?
Yes.
The Holy Ghost will talk to you.
Yes.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
How did you know that?
Because he does.
Because he chose you.
And he chose us. Okay, they got it this time. They got it. Okay.
He chose you.
They got one.
The Holy Ghost will, once you receive the Holy Ghost,
yeah.
and you do something contrary to God, it'll he worry. You
know. Yeah, yeah. He will.
That's what it do.
Yes.
It will worry you until you make up your mind, I'm not going to do that no more.
That's right.
Thank you, Jesus. After you receive the Holy Ghost, you still in the flesh.
Yes.
Y'all hear that?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
We still
how'd you
have
know
to deal.
That?
Because I'm still here.
You still here, huh?
Well, I'm that's what I answered. I hope it. I can't go through the wall. Is that the answer?
Don't try to go through that wall.
Okay.
If you could do it, I definitely want to see it. Thank
you. So would I.
This flesh is weighing us down.
Yes, it does.
Y'all see it?
It yes. annoys.
You are chosen from the inside out.
Yes.
Y'all got that?
I look.
Amen. From the Amen. Inside out, you chosen.
Yes.
But God knew that we could not make it by ourselves.
Amen.
He knew that we was weak.
Yes.
Huh?
Amen.
You see how cool he is?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all don't get it, huh?
Yeah.
You get that?
Yeah.
He's a cool guy.
Yes, he is.
He knew that he couldn't leave us alone.
Yes.
Because if he left us alone, we'd be doing all everything.
Yes.
Huh? Mm-hmm. Everybody on this earth trying to do everything anyway. Mm-hmm. There's a few of us down here that's living like God wants us to live.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. He knew that we have to have the Spirit down inside of you.
Amen.
It's the only thing that will keep you.
Amen.
Thank you. It's the only thing that will tell you what not to do to make it into heaven. Amen. You got to catch that?
Amen.
Yes.
Huh? It's the only thing that would tell you what to do to make it into heaven.
Right.
The Bible said all flesh, huh?
This is grass.
It's not going to enter in the kingdom of heaven. Y'all hear me?
That's right.
And no flesh is going to heaven.
No.
Everything you see, huh? Everything you see all around you is going to be no more. Amen?
Amen.
New bodies.
So what you want to do? You want to stay here with
me? Oh, no.
I go.
I'm going home.
On the morning cloud.
On a train.
Yes. On the morning cloud.
Jesus, I am with you. I will watch over you. And wherever you go.
Yes.
You're going out and you're going in. How'd you know that?
Jesus.
Come on now. Jesus
chose
us.
Tell somebody next to you, because you what?
We're chosen.
He chosen.
You a chosen person.
Yes. Chosen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
A God.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Some people fight it.
Yes.
You know, come to church 3 Sundays out of the year.
Oh, no.
That don't make them not chosen. Mm-hmm. Some will come 1 Sunday out of the year. That don't make them not chosen.
Yeah, Jonah was chosen.
Once you chose, you chose. Huh?
Yep.
Belongs to Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
In his property.
So I picked on y'all enough.
Okay.
Did I pick on you enough?
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. You here.
Yeah. Thank God.
You here.
Thank God.
Because you are what?
We're chosen.
Chosen.
Okay.
Chosen.
Now that you know that you're chosen, what you need to do?
Find others so they can find their chosenness. Or that didn't come out right, but you know. I don't know. Trying to bring others to the truth.
Huh?
Yeah.
You gotta
live for him.
That they're chosen by God.
Yeah.
And
then please come to church.
So what you, you being a chosen person of God, you know that already, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So what's the next step?
Let other people lead, invite other people, and those who are chosen will come. Is that the answer? No. Okay. Do we have multiple choice?
God
I don't
chose
know.
You.
Oh God! No, He chose me. Yeah, He chose me.
I want to make sure you got the message.
How many answers we have here?
He chose you. Now you gotta do what?
Gotta obey.
Gotta obey.
We have to obey the choice. Make the right choice and choose
what do you
him.
Do now?
We have to choose him.
Gotta choose him?
He chose us, so now we have to choose him. It's a two-way thing. We gotta obey.
So you've been chosen, you just said, I got it made.
No, we gotta keep on.
Stay ready,
prayed up, fasted up, read the word, and love him well in our heart.
What you got to do now that you're chosen?
Live for him.
Testify.
Live for him.
Uh-huh.
Live for him.
Tell everybody, I'm chosen.
I'm chosen.
I know everything that
no.
is about
learn,
you.
Learn of him. Learn of him. Learn of him.
Learn
of him.
Learn of him.
Okay.
Come on now.
Boy, I got to amp up my thinking cap. I need some extra batteries.
I thought I got to you.
We have to learn.
You got to learn of him.
We have to learn of him.
What's the next step?
Oh, no.
After learning of him?
We have disciples.
We decide.
We got to live for him.
Got to live.
Once we learn, we have to live what we learn.
I'm chosen by God. I got to learn of him.
And then live for him.
And there's something else that you got to have.
Have the Holy Ghost?
Got to have the Holy Ghost. What's something you got to have?
Faith.
Okay, faith.
Amen.
Whew. That was good. Amen.
Part-time faith.
No.
Full-time.
Full-time faith. Full-time. Amen.
God bless